36. You must be alive when looking dead. Marilyn Monroe. Stories like Starting Points. Beta Beatrice is on the mantelpiece. She is steady and blissful with a bowed neck. Her neck is too long, but must be to convey the stretch of death into life and the narrative discontinuity that death follows life. I am stupid for getting into debt, paying rent. The young woman with the stretched neck is long gone, but still going. Today I got up. I was 36 for too long and for one more week. The day is dragging on the time to come. I am stupid in a room that I owe for. I could stay here forever. I am Boeing, indebted, but had no choice. Wages and rent conspired without me. Long ago, a living space naturalized tenant debt to landlord. I bear a room and time. Who can read and write in here? The room will change soon. This is the monument and tide of a life. At what point is this a life? I get older and have lesser. My debt to the room is morer. I work harder, but am lazier, tireder, and there is more to do. The things to do are bigger and less material. I cannot be bound or unbound, so I am transfixed to heartbeat and Boeing. This is a kind of writing heritage. The room's commitments make me static. But I forgive myself for lapsing, for turning around to lie down. Granddad was an artist who died at 36. His self-portrait is brutishly modern, holding up time with paint. An era and a look locked into his career that died with him. His paintings hang still. Marilyn Monroe was an actress who died at 36 and continuously. Something about the time and the age of that act became impossible. She couldn't bear it. Something about the contract she was in lapsed. She had already created a past, a means to alienate act from time. It is funny how sexy she was and how that was the hairstyle all of our grandmas had. That's lucky, but I am worried. I am on the verge of an age I haven't accounted for and cannot afford. I am in a contract that makes me nervous. Ideas are building up. I service my work with accommodation. Rent is an attribute of work and a profit of poetry. This is a kind of wage heritage. There is no way to leap like a flea into security over the marriage or a great big prize. How else do I cut myself off? I should have a look and lie down. I live in the room abstractly. I lie in the room fundamentally. I work, but I owe. Sleeping is on the to-do list. There is borrowing within the borrowing and death inside the life. There is guilt on the threshold and ever since.